here's a question for you. Is marriage overrated?
Why aren't people getting married anymore?
A new Pew Research poll found that 2 in 5 young adults think marriage is an outdated tradition.
Marriage rates are at their lowest right now.
Is marriage really even worth it?
More than half of marriages end in divorce.
If you get married, you have to be stuck with this person for the rest of your life, right? That's why you get married. So that's why it's declining. Why would you get married if you want to have just one partner when you can have multiple?
Marriage is stupid.
Welcome to the Married AF Podcast, the self-proclaimed greatest marriage and relationship podcast in the world. We are your hosts, Matthew and Monica Powers, back for another episode this week. 2 weeks in a row, we're on fire. How you doing, baby?
No. You have food all in your teeth now that I'm looking at you.
Awesome. For everyone watching on the interwebs.
Yeah, you should fix that.
Well, a little too late for that now.
Don't zoom in on all those little real thingies that you do.
Listen, just got all sorts of teeth problems in there. Well, listen, we'll just do this right here and go. Hopefully I got it.
You did.
All right. Hey, this is real life, everybody. Clearing the teeth, taking care of things. Thanks for letting me know before we got started. I really appreciate that. Man. Well, thanks for everyone who does listen. I love you too. But as always, we want to thank everyone who's been watching, who has been listening. If this has helped you in any way, if you enjoyed the show, please like it, subscribe to it, leave us a review, find us on the socials, all of that fun stuff. We really, really appreciate all of that. Now that my teeth are good to go, we are good to go. I hope what you like that you like what I've got for us today, because you have no clue what's coming.
No, I told you to stop telling me.
I'm not going to tell you anymore. So you don't know what it could be. Could be a plethora of things. But before we really get into it, as our new tradition continues.
Did you do that last time?
Yeah.
Oh.
We did John 3:16, and it was funny because they're all funny. Today, out of the Gen Z Bible. What is it now? Is it nose hairs?
No.
Do I have a wild eyebrow hair that is poking out? Do I have more stuff in my teeth? Do I have a booger hanging out? Do I need to put the nose hairs back up into my nose holes? What is really going on?
I'm not wearing my glasses, so it's hard to see all that stuff up close. So I'm questioning if you still have food in your teeth. That's why I'm... I don't know. I guess when you do those little close-ups, you'll find out.
I guess we'll find out. At least people know we're real. This is not fake. This is real life. This is actually what happens. We'll be sitting on the couch and we'll just kind of dive right in. Like, let me look at that nose. Let me look at those eyebrows. And just
go get the Q-tips. His ears are
jump
disgusting.
On me like. Just trying to make sure.
But most of the time, it's no warning.
Oh, yeah. You just jump right on in there.
Pluck that nose hair in a heartbeat.
It hurts so bad. It brings tears to my eyes every single time.
All right. What are you reading?
But anyway, since at church today, we are in Romans chapter 10 all day long. Mm-hmm. I figured let's do a little Romans chapter 10 action because that's fun. So Romans chapter 10, verse 1. This is Paul, who used to be Saul, who used to do nothing but kill Christians, had a radical transformation. Now his whole point in life is to let people know about Jesus. And that's exactly what he's talking about here, us letting people know about Jesus. But this is how Gen Z would say it. Yo, fam, listen up. My heart's straight up desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they get saved. You feel me? Because I got to say, they got this passion for God, but it's like that they lack the knowledge, you know? They out here ignorant about God's righteousness and trying to establish their own, not submitting to God's righteousness. It's a whole mess, man. But check this out. Christ is the ultimate deal when it comes to righteousness for everyone who believes in him. We're going to move on to kind of where we were today. But hold up. This is verse 14. But hold up. How can they call on someone they don't believe in? And how are they going to believe if they've never heard of them? And how are they going to hear without someone preaching, man? And how can someone preach unless they're sent? It's like it's written, yo, those who preach the gospel of peace and bring good news, their feet be looking fly. I love it. Their feet be looking fly.
Yes.
Listen, we're not going to stop because it's just too funny not to continue to read.
I'm really waiting on the whole New Testament.
Well, that is the New Testament. You mean the Old Testament.
I'm in the Old Testament. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes.
I want how God created the earth.
Yes. I totally see the Gen Z version of the Old Testament, because reading through the one of your Bible right now, we just got into Numbers, where we're doing nothing but talking numbers. And, you know, this tribe had so many, and this had so many, and this had so many, and this had so many. I could totally see the Gen Z Bible just being a copy of a spreadsheet, just showing, hey, this is what it is. And not fully labeling it, just like, hey, y'all, this is the spreadsheet. You know, you want numbers? Here, there's a formula for that.
Yeah, maybe not even a spreadsheet, maybe a pie chart.
A pie chart.
Listen, makes it very simple.
Love a good chart. Love a good pie chart, good line chart.
How our kids do the numbers now that they're into, or before they got into fractions and stuff like that, they would have the number boxes. You have the ones and the tens.
It's all part of new math.
Could totally be that.
Gen Z would get new math. For us,
we would look at it. It would make no sense. Like,
what is
no idea.
It actually would like triple the size of the New Testament if they did that. Because new math's whole purpose is to see how many
ways you can get to the answer.
Well, it's just to say, how can we use the entire paper to get to the answer that used to take us, you know, a line, and that's it. So, but talking about numbers, today we're talking about money. Money, 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 money.
Money. We
were just talking about money. We won't go into that rant, but we're just talking about money. Thanks a lot, big home store that sells lumber and home improvement type stuff.
That's blue.
Not happy with you right now. But we're going to talk about money because it's such a stress on the relationship and the marriage. So I got some data for you, and then we'll just really kind of dive in. So listen to all of this. Okay. This was a study that was done by a large financial institution, and it found that 41% of Gen Xers divorced because of money. 29% of boomers divorced because of money.
What is Gen X?
Gen X is the one before us.
That we identify more with.
Oh, most definitely. 71% of many millennials say that their stress level related to financial issues have increased over the last 12 months. When asked what causes them most stress in their lives.
Let me guess. They did not get approved for Biden to dismiss their student loans.
Yeah, because that's how money works.
We'll forgive it.
Listen, Joe Biden ain't Jesus. He can't just wipe the debt away. Only Jesus can wipe the debt away.
Completely.
For the debt to be wiped away, someone's going to have to pay for it. Jesus is the only one who can wipe it away. All right.
Sorry, Biden. So, you ain't Jesus.
But they said financial matters are their top stressor in life. 65% of women and 52% of men said that financial matters cause them the most stress. 35% report that issues with personal finances have been a distraction, and half of those have said that their personal finances have distracted them at work for 3 to 4 hours per week, that instead of working, they're thinking about dealing with their personal finance stress. So the place that you're supposed to go to be able
money,
to earn
to get
a living,
out of that is where you're
to do a
about.
Good job so you can make money. So perhaps you can get bonuses or commissions or something. You're spending more time worried about your personal finances. People admit that financial worries have impacted their health, relationships, and productivity. The survey also found that 36% caused the most stress on their relationship. Younger adults are twice as likely as older adults to cite money as the top stressor in life. 67% of all marriages start off in debt. 86% of couples married 5 years or less are also in debt. 33% of people say that they argue with their spouse about money, say that they have hid a purchase from their spouse because they knew their partner would not approve. Last two, 94% of respondents who say they have a great marriage discuss their money dreams with their spouse, compared to only 45% of respondents who say their marriage is either okay or in crisis. People are worried about their money.
Why?
Because we spend.
That makes the world go round.
We spend more than we make.
Well, yeah.
Because we're keeping up with the Joneses. And we never met the Joneses. The Joneses don't come to our house for dinner, but we want to keep up with them. So.
Look, if anybody comes to our house for dinner, they're going to be very hungry.
What are you talking about? I got a giant thing of
chicken.
That's
for the whole week, Matthew Powers. That's exactly. Not for the Joneses.
I could feed 15 Joneses right now if I wanted to.
Oh, now you're showing off, and the Joneses better not show up at our door.
No, because I don't know any Joneses, really. I mean, we know some Joneses.
You know some Joneses?
And I like the Joneses that we know.
But I don't think it's the Joneses that people are trying to keep up with.
Probably not, because these Joneses are pretty laid back, pretty normal people. I doubt that everyone's trying to keep up with them and do all that sort of stuff. So understanding just the financial stress, it has a lot of stress. It causes a lot of people a lot of problems. It causes more fights. Top reasons for divorce is typically money related. So why is that?
I don't know, but I did understand some of those statistics, like the one about couples when they first get married. What was that one?
That one was that 67% of all marriages start off in debt.
We did.
Yes, we did. Oh, absolutely. We're part of that 67%.
Absolutely. We were literally scraping quarters for the little guy to come to the house to marry us.
Yes, and he did.
Yeah, and I got all those coins and went to the store and poured them in that little machine so they'd give me dollar bills so we would not have to pay the guy in change.
That's a sad look right there. Are you going to pay somebody in change? But financial stress, the reason why I think it's common, as always, communication issues. You don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Got to talk about it clearly. Trust issues. You know, the stat that showed that it was 33% of people have hid a purchase from their spouse.
I know people right now that are doing that.
How?
They have a credit card without their spouse on it.
Trust issues. That brings a whole
they
lot
also
of trust.
Do not have joint accounts.
Okay. That doesn't listen. If that's what it's works for you, but I just don't
money,
believe it will.
Her money.
So how do you pay the bills?
They do you not know. Okay. I need you to open your phone right now.
I'm opening my phone right now.
Let me, do you have Venmo app?
I do. It's not on though.
What do you mean?
I don't have it. I mean, I have it because we've done stuff with the employee stuff with it before, but I'd have to re-download it.
Okay. No. Let me just hand you this one then.
All right. Just hand
Since
it
Since I
me.
Know where my phone is today. Okay. All right. Let's go to home. Now, when you open up Venmo on the home screen, you can scroll through. It's literally social media for nosy people.
Nosy money, social media.
You know, for me, my social media is the housing market.
Correct.
I want to know what is inside people's houses.
But this is
how they decorate.
How are people spending their money?
This shows you in your contacts. Your contacts automatically come up. It will show you who sent who money.
Let's see.
And it tells you what for. Like, why do I need to know all this information?
Let's see here. So,
but on here, I've also learned people send, like, one spouse sends another spouse money and it will say power bill, water bill.
Well, that's just crazy.
Last night's dinner.
I mean, I thought, you know, the idea for this is a great idea just to be able to, hey, I'll just slip you this for buying. That's
absolutely
an awesome idea. But I don't understand, why would you send your spouse money? I don't get that at all.
So
that's really kind of dumb. Because
anybody that's listening and thinks that they're going to, if they have my contact info, they're going to go in there and see who I've sent money to. Good luck. Because as soon as I have to pay somebody.
Oh, private.
Private.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It ain't your business.
You're right. It's no one's business.
And I don't know that I can control if somebody gives me money.
I don't know.
If
maybe
I haven't dove that far into it yet.
Well, and that's why, you know, we're big advocates for what's mine is yours and yours is mine. We have joint accounts. When you get married, your money and her money becomes y'all's money.
Yeah. Now, we do have credit cards in our names that are not connected or we're not on it somehow. But as soon as it happens, like I discovered that Ulta had a card a few years ago. I was completely against it. But then I realized, wait, if I had this card and I'm spending all this money and getting all these rewards, if I use this card, I'm still going to get the normal rewards, but I'm going to triple it or whatever it is. There's different kind of ways. I said, why am I throwing away money?
Well, credit cards can be a great asset if you use them the right way.
Exactly.
If you make the purchase, you get the points, you get the money back, you get the rewards, and you pay it off every single month. You're never paying interest.
Right.
That's the way you need to use them. That's the best way to use them.
I was mad at myself for all that time saying, no, I don't need a credit card. And now I am just reaping all kinds of benefits. But you're not on my Ulta card.
No, I have no business being on your Ulta card. Mm-hmm. I know I need new hair product and everything. But That's not it. But, you know, that causes the trust issue.
Right.
Why would you not be on the same account?
That's what I'm saying. I really know women that have gone out on a limb thinking, oh, I'm going to get this credit card. I'm going to get all this stuff. Their husbands do not know they have this card.
Yeah, that's a
period.
Problem. That can be that would cause the trust issues, which are going to spill into other areas of the life.
But I've also known them to say, I can't do this thing until I get this paid off because my husband's going to want to know where I got the money to do that thing.
Listen, if you're in that boat right now, just come clean like today. Just say, hey, straight up, baby, listen, I messed up. I did that. That's going to be way better. Your stress level is going to go so much further down than trying to hide that all the time. Go ahead and do it now. Talk about it right now. And that just comes again. Another one, priorities are kind of mixed up. You know, your priorities are not in order where they need to be, which just, again, causes more stress and everything in the life. And if you look at the way Jesus designed all of this, you know, he says no one can serve two masters. You will hate one and love the other. Meaning you can't love money and God. You can't love money and your spouse. You can't love money and your kids. Because we're going to prioritize money over everything else. Not saying money's bad, but when we treat money as money, the end all be all, instead of a resource, then it becomes an idol in our life. And that's what causes the problems.
Absolutely.
So you get this financial stress and it becomes stressful on your relationships, becomes stressful on you and your mental health and just all of it. You need to be able to talk that out. Like who's the big spender, you know? Who's the big spender in your relationship? Yeah, I'd agree. You are. Who's the frugal, cheap one in the relationship? You are also that as well.
Because how many times do you go to the store and I get so irritated? You know exactly what you're going in there for and you get it. Not once do you look at anything else that's possibly on sale. Matthew Powers, why did you buy that? I saw the sales paper, the same exact thing, but a different brand was buy one, get one free. What is wrong with you?
Because I go into a place, I know what I need, know what
you
I want.
You look nowhere else.
I know exactly. I'm going to go get it, leave, and that's it. That's how it works. But having those conversations, understanding who spends, who's cheap, who's frugal, what your idea of savings looks like, what your idea of financial freedom looks like, what your thoughts on retirement and kids and vacations and how you're going to spend, understanding all that. And then when you are in these financial struggles, you can work through these things together.
Yes, but you can't bring up those horrible mistakes that your spouse might have made.
No, you most certainly cannot.
In trying to fight, well, we can't do this because you did that.
Yeah, no, it's just
we're going to work through this because we have to get rid of this.
Why? It's because you are a team. Mm-hmm. And God, from the very beginning, husband, wife, to become one. Even when it comes to your money, if one of you screwed up, guess what? You both essentially screwed up and you work through this together.
Well, the first thing you both need to do, I mean, obviously we're all broke in some which possible financial way, but you need to find out what the problem is. What's your shopping issue?
Yes.
What, how do you want to be rich?
Yes.
What does rich look like for you? For some people, we've talked about this before. It's owning a house, having that really awesome car. For us, we are very trip people. Yeah, we want to go places and make those memories.
We're experienced people over stuff.
Yes.
People. I mean, we have the things that we need, but we don't have extravagant stuff.
Now, that's not true. Don't look at me like that. To us, we do not have extravagant things.
No.
How many people have two screens over there on their desk at home with a MacBook in front of them?
No, that is true.
Powers. We got three cameras looking at us right now.
That is true.
I have a massive Mac, whatever thing this is, the iPad that's sitting over here, my MacBook and my other laptop under my desk right now, and this whatever iPhone number it is.
Yeah,
it's excessive to some people.
But all of it has a purpose.
Exactly.
All of it's used for a reason.
You even have a device that hooks to your laptop to have two other strings attached to it.
It is glorious. It makes working on the road so much easier.
So what we might think is extravagant or not extravagant to us might be over the top extravagant to somebody else.
And these are
especially to those that do not have it.
These are just conversations that you must have. Understanding kind of where you both are. And if you are far apart from each other, find a middle ground somewhere. You're going to have to give in some area to be able to get in another. Mm-hmm. You just are. It's the way it's going to be. But a lot of us will think, well, if I just had more money.
That's
all I need.
Well, listen, that's
more money. I just need more money. If I could just make $50,000 a year, then everything's going to be good. And then you make $50,000. It's, oh, if I can make $75,000, everything will be good. If I can make $100,000, then everything will be, and it just goes up and up and up and up and up.
Well, we were stupid in the situation that we put ourselves in. And we said, well, at first we were hardcore no against children.
Very.
And we said, okay, fine. Maybe we do want to have kids or a kid or something. We don't know. Started with a dog. We're like, okay, we can handle this. Maybe we could have a kid. But we decided when we were going to have a kid was when we made a dollar amount. When we made,
you're right,
together, collectively, when we made $85,000 a year, we were going to have a kid.
Yeah, it don't work.
Why did we not think about after that?
Because
20, not even, our kid was not even, he was a little over a year old when we're like, yeah, this is easy. Let's have another one. Okay, we're still making that money, but he costs a lot.
Yes, he does.
We didn't take that into factor. And then when the second one came around, oh my God, we got to put them both in daycare? That's stupid. Way too expensive. I'll quit my job.
Yeah, it's
so.
Well, you think you know, but you're
don't
wrong.
You don't think long term.
No, and when you think just as a number amount, it's never going to be enough.
No,
it's never going to be enough. It's just not.
Well, with us, after we had our two children, and I did not go back to work, I did not mentally comprehend. I can't keep spending the money that I was spending. Mm-hmm. I don't have a job anymore. Wait a minute. What is happening? We don't have any money. Don't use the debit card. Oh my God, don't use the debit card. If you use the debit card, we're not going to have any money. It's going to go negative because I'm not making any money anymore. And it took me at least 6 months to realize, hey, you can't spend the same way.
Well, and here's the thing. So you've kind of identified the stress. You've talked about the stress. You create a plan. You understand it. And I know this is going to sound crazy. But how do you really overcome the financial strain? And people who haven't experienced this are going to say, well, you're stupid. Like, I'm never listening to these morons again because this is dumb. If you give it to the Lord, mm-hmm. He will always provide. Now, you're not going to have extra. He's going to provide what you need. That's why, you know, Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he'll provide everything you need. Not everything you want, but everything you need. And if we can figure that out and get that right, everything else will fall into place. But when it comes to where you are with your money and how can you overcome this financial hardship, one, give it to the Lord. Tithe. Now, yeah. I know this sounds crazy. Like, I'm already in a money strain. I already don't have enough. One, we need to prioritize things correctly. Begin just with tithing. Just begin giving your money away. Because that's when things start changing.
When you let go of that really tight hold of your wallet, God, you can have all my sins, you can have all my soul. Okay, I might give you my marriage, but I'm not letting go of that money.
Because
I worked hard on that. I'm keeping it.
And that's not giving.
That's not giving everything.
That's not everything. That's not Jesus. All else. You know, it's you know, the principle of reaping what you sow. Mm-hmm. And where are you putting your, because your money has to go somewhere. Where are you putting it? And the Lord will, he's the provider of all things. He's going to make all things happen. And again, he'll provide all you need. When we went through the financial struggles, man, we tithe. We continued to give. Even when we had cents in the bank out, we continued to give. Boy, could that money have gone somewhere else to help out? Absolutely. But he provides and provides and provides. And when you can be trusted with the little things, you can be trusted with the large things. And whenever he sees that, it doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to make sense. That's why it's called faith. It's not gonna make sense on paper, but he will always provide.
It never ever made sense on paper for us, no matter how many times I balance the checkbook. Okay, well, you're getting paid this amount this week. That only covers one or two things for the next week. I don't know how are we going to feed our children?
Exactly.
Okay, we could feed them, but we can't eat.
Well, we can feed them, but we can only eat this very little. This, right. And that's
I know it sounds so easy to say, coming from people who were literally having this podcast in their house with all of the screens and all the technology that I just listed, saying all you need.
Yeah.
And but you asked the question, what we went through all of that. What was the thing? What was, how did we know we need what we need? Like, how do we get okay with it? Well, we also, you know, we continue to tithe. When I say we got what we needed, our bills were paid. We had food. We had each other. We still had our house, and we still had the clothes that we had. We did not need any of this.
Goes back to the idea that all you have is all you need.
But what really made me understand we have everything that we need, because we continue to want. We are only human. We always want what we can't have.
We're born selfish. We're born want.
It's a heart issue when you continue to want and want and want and want. But the one thing that I never understood growing up, my dad always told me to, in poop one hand, crap in one hand and want in the other one. See which one fills up first. I never understood that as a kid. Ever, ever, ever.
But now,
until I had kids, I can continue to want all those things, but that doesn't mean I need it.
You're exactly right.
You have to understand the difference between a want and a need.
And what?
And when you figure that out and you know that you have everything that you need and you're doing the work that God wants you to do, you're fulfilling His will and doing all the right things, He is going to provide everything that you need. Plus more.
Why? So you can.
There is no reason we should have any of this stuff we're looking at right now.
He's going to provide everything you need and more. Why? So you can take that more and you can use it for others. Not for your own self, not for the things that you necessarily want. But when you understand that principle of sowing and reaping over and over and again, you'll be able to, He's going to give you more. Mm-hmm. And more and more and more. But your job with that more is to continue to open your hands to be able to give more, to be able to help more. It's what we're here to do, is to serve and to help other people. So how do you get out of the financial struggle? You talk about it. You make a plan. You stick to the plan. You work together as a team. You got to give it to the Lord. Don't be stupid.
Don't do the things that you shouldn't do behind the other's back that got you in that situation in the first place. And that's also going to cause more trust issues with your spouse. So don't do anything stupid.
Well, in other words, and also don't fall into a trap of like a get rich quick type of thing.
Ugh.
Don't fall into a thing. Well, listen, I can,
the pyramid scheme.
I can loan myself out of this hole. I can go get this loan, or I can get another credit card, and I can transfer the debt, and I can do this, or I can start selling this, or I can do this instead. And the biggest thing, don't do anything that's going to jeopardize your relationship. Don't do anything that's going to jeopardize yourself. People are turning to things such as OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Listen, I feel like Charles Barkley in this situation.
Yes.
Because I didn't know what OnlyFans was until I started working at high school.
And it is a industry.
Hide your feet. They're going to take pictures of your feet and sell them. Why are people taking pictures of my feet and selling them?
Here's the thing. OnlyFans and selling feet pictures are like two big things that women mostly are doing, and they're earning a ton of money with it. Don't fall into that trap. Well, so-and-so is making $100,000 a month, you know, selling their feet and doing it. It's a terrible, terrible idea.
You know
idea.
They're doing but more than just selling their feet.
But listen to this. Users spent $5 billion with a B dollars in 2022 on OnlyFans. $5 billion. The highest earner made $9.6 million last year. And what it is, people are signing up to worship you because now you worship you. You've created your own idol where you're put yourself up on that pedestal, made it all about you. And man, you may be reaping the rewards and reaping the benefits right now. It ain't going to last. It's going to put you in a deeper, darker hole than you could ever even imagine.
I'm going to ask a stupid question.
I'll have a stupid answer.
And I don't need you to cut me off like Shaq.
Okay.
I need you to tell me what people are. I've heard about the feet. And when I heard about that, I was definitely not going on that website.
No.
I don't even want to know what other feed would pop up.
No, you got to be really, really careful.
Right? So what are people actually selling on that OnlyFans?
OnlyFans. I did not dive that far because I also did not want to get into what's this. My source came from, I think it was Forbes or Fortune, a reputable business site. I don't want to dive down that hole.
So if I go Google what is OnlyFans, obviously the website's going to be the first thing that comes up.
Correct.
But is there going to be some kind of Wikipedia thing underneath it and tells me what it is?
Possibly. Again,
you want me to do it?
Oh boy. Let's see what we got here.
Oh God.
Your search history is, your algorithm is going to be all kinds of messed up. You're going to see all sorts of weird stuff.
I'm going to clear my history after this.
Yeah, it's going to be a must. our phones are listening right now. So, all right, so what do you, I don't want to see. Just tell me what you got.
Okay, the Wikipedia thing was actually the first thing to pop up.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Well, we know Wikipedia is always true, but it is fairly true. So what does it say?
It's based in London, England.
Okay.
I don't want to click on the thing.
Don't. You better be careful. It's going to get you down a rabbit hole. You don't want to go.
Okay. Well, here's questions people have asked. Okay. What do people do on OnlyFans? Okay.
What is it? Your face. You got to use your words here.
Since OnlyFans lets people post content that would get them banned from other social media sites like Facebook and Instagram, it's also widely used by sex workers and amateur pornographers who uploaded videos and images who interact with their fans using direct messages. Selling feet ain't getting you billions of dollars. You are having to direct message people.
It's
sexting.
It's live action prostitution, basically.
And people are paying for that.
Yes.
I mean, I knew that they already paid for things of that nature.
Because we've seen the news stories of the mom who has like her OnlyFans stuff plastered on the back of her vehicle.
And car rider line.
And call it rider line and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that
They're clearly going down a deep, deep, nasty path. To try and get out of a hole, to try and make this ain't it, y'all. This is not the way to do it.
The next question that is explaining what this thing is, it says, why would someone use OnlyFans?
Two.
So sad.
What is it?
A majority of OnlyFans subscribers are not lonely, single men. Not only lonely, okay, but married ones.
That's
new studies suggest.
That's a heartbreaker. Men, spend time with your wife instead.
Another reason why men subscribe to OnlyFans is that they want to support their favorite creators. So I guess the people that they get to talk to with these messages are considered creators.
Sure.
Men from all walks of life subscribe to OnlyFans, and there are many different reasons why they do it. Okay, here. This is, what kind of content is OnlyFans? OnlyFans is a subscription-based platform. Oh.
Mm.
So they get extra. Okay. Where content creators can charge their fans a fee to access their exclusive content, which can include photos, videos, and other forms of media.
All right, so we learned a lot today, huh? That's at the end of the day, it's really, really sad, especially the stat you gave that a percentage of married men. Like, guys, what are you doing?
Not only lonely single men, but married ones too.
What are you doing? You're wrecking your marriage. If you have kids, you're wrecking your kids. Just think about the consequences and what's going to come from this. It's terrible, terrible, terrible news.
Oh my goodness. As of February 19th, 2024, starting October 1st, OnlyFans no longer permits sexual explicit content on its service.
Okay.
This policy change reflects the platform's effort to comply with regulatory requirements and to ensure the safety and well-being of other users.
I'm sure people are trying to work around that, though.
Yeah, they direct message each other. Let's email instead.
So if you're in a financial situation, promise you this is not the way to go.
OnlyFans is not where you need to go. Don't sell feet pictures.
Don't sell your feet pictures.
If you're okay with selling feet pictures, you're okay with selling pictures of other things.
Yeah.
Well, and then you get down that dirty rabbit hole and you're never coming back from it.
No, you're not. And it's not
because
healthy.
Money is now what you idolize.
Money has become your idol. And Leviticus tells us there should be no idols above the Lord. If you don't get anything out of Leviticus, which may be the most painful book to read in the Bible because it's nothing but law, that's the one that always sticks out.
That's why Jesus came back.
That's exactly why he came back. So that's not the answer for your financial problems. Again, if you're struggling with that, if you're struggling on the OnlyFans thing, man, Ben, come on, what are we doing?
Listen, one of these questions, how to make $10,000 a month on OnlyFans. Here are the top ways OnlyFans stars earn $10,000 or more per month. Subscriptions, the most common way. Placing content behind a paywall.
So you can only go if people pay. Wow. Well, just like anything else that's wow. this corrupt, this is Sodom and Gomorrah all over again. It will fall and it will not last. So lastly, just to kind of wrap this up, you know, if you're facing those financial struggles, clear that history. Don't go to OnlyFans. Don't sell your pictures of your feet. Don't do anything stupid. Don't do anything to jeopardize it. You can make it out of it. You most certainly can make it out of it. We most certainly did. We're living proof that happened.
Absolutely.
But just be able to discuss it. If you've hid that purchase from your spouse, tell them now. Like, tell them today. Whenever you listen to this, hey, I need to talk to you about this. It will be much better than what you think it could possibly be. You know, if you're faithful, and what we've learned is if you're faithful in the little things, you'll be faithful in the large things.
Amen.
If you're faithful in the small stuff, you'll be faithful with the big ones. And we've seen that. We're faithful with a little, and it's just he provides more and more and more, and you have to be faithful with it to continue to give it out. And I know you use this illustration all the time, that you're probably sick of hearing of it, but when Jesus fed the 5,000, it's my favorite kind of idea and illustration of how the Lord multiplies. Where his disciples, the disciples said, hey, Jesus, we got to go. There's too many people here. They need to go home. They need to eat dinner. We can't provide. And Jesus is like, no, you can. And 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's what it was. 5 pieces of bread, 2 fish. We're able to feed 5,000 people. And it shows that when you give it to the Lord, he will bless it and he will multiply it. And he can't bless and multiply what you don't give him.
Absolutely agree. I feel like we have a very similar story. Like our personal loaves and fish are our very first time giving at our church's big give, at Cultivate's big give. We were... we can't do this.
We can't afford it.
I think it was $250. And that was everything.
Might as well have been $25,000.
Yes. That was everything. It cleared out the account. And the only reason we did it, because Brandon Doss straight up said, I guarantee you, it will come back to you, or we will give you your money back. I said, that's a money back guarantee I will take, brother.
90-day money back guarantee. And what
happened? He did say 90 days.
90 days. And what happened?
Not even 6 days later. I get an email from PayPal saying that we overpaid and of this amount of
fees,
interest
and
fees or whatever on one of the PayPal accounts.
Mm-hmm.
$1,200.
It came back.
What? I was mad, but excited at the same time.
Yeah. Well, that just...
Because we got more money than we gave, but...
That just showed...
That was all the proof we needed.
That was Luke 16:10 just coming right back saying, hey, you trusted me with the little, which to you is a lot. I got you.
Yep.
I'm going to cover you.
Every single time.
And that's what he does. Man, money is such a huge part of our lives. It's It's a huge stress in our lives. But if we will just treat it as a resource, treat it as a way to get something else, a way to be able to give, a way to be able to provide and serve other people, it'll always be there.
I agree.
It'll always be there. So make sure you clear your search history, but we got
to
go.
I got to remember how to do that.
Yes. Let's get out of here. God, we love you so much and for what you're doing. We definitely don't deserve it, but here you are. This is yours, and we're just thankful for what you're doing with this. God, just let it reach the people it needs to. Lay right where it needs to be for certain people. You know what everyone's going through. You know who needs to hear it and what they need to hear. God, I just pray that it reaches them. For everything we talked about today, God, it's yours. And just those who are struggling with money, those who are struggling with the stress and the anxiety over it all, God, I just pray that they'll give it to you. Those who are struggling with addiction to things like OnlyFans, things like pornography, God, I just pray that they will release that to you, that our marriages, our relationships, our families will be better without that and more of you. God, we need more Jesus, and we're just thankful that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Play ball.